Purvabhatapada Nakshatra, action preference, proactive or reactive. Some individuals take initiative, acting proactively to shape outcomes and assert their vision, while others wait and respond, reacting to circumstances and emotional cues before moving. Purvabhatapada Nakshatra, ruled by Jupiter, idealism, expansion, spiritual wisdom, and symbolized by the front legs of a funeral cot or sword. Duality, transition, intense transformation, generally exhibits a reactive style. These natives often wait for a spiritual or ethical inner signal before taking action. They're reflective, absorbing meaning and context before moving, and their decisions are often preceded by deep internal shifts. However, when an inner truth crystallizes, their actions become swift, intense, and aligned with a transformative purpose. Planetary placements in the 1st, 4th, 6th, and 10th houses reveal how their action preference unfolds. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 5th house, the action preference leans proactive, driven by a strong moral compass and the need to enact philosophical or spiritual vision. These individuals act when inspired, and in Purvabhadrapada, Jupiter gives them the fire of righteous purpose. If placed in the 10th, they become visible as ethical leaders or visionaries who move decisively once their beliefs are clear, often initiating sweeping changes that serve a higher ideal. If the moon is in the 4th or 7th house, the action style is deeply reactive, tied to inner emotions, ancestral memory, or relational undercurrents. These individuals wait for emotional alignment before committing to action. In Purvabhadrapada, the moon adds spiritual depth to their reactivity. They may retreat, reflect, or detach until a hidden truth reveals itself. If moon is in the 10th, they are seen as enigmatic public figures, those who act with mysterious timing, often guided by unseen emotional or karmic tides. If Mars is in the 3rd or 10th house, the action preference becomes more proactive, but with a purpose. These individuals can assert themselves quickly when a cause or transformation is at stake. In Purvabhadrapada, Mars gives a sense of spiritual militancy. They don't act without reason, but when they do, it's focused and unrelenting. If Mars is in the 10th, they are known for intense public actions, those who take bold stands rooted in a sense of destiny or spiritual necessity. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the reactive quality deepens. These individuals take time to consider long-term impact, karma, or consequences before acting. In Purvabhadrapada, Saturn's presence reinforces their restraint. They may seem inactive on the surface, but are internally calibrating their timing. If Saturn is in the 10th, their actions appear deliberate, weighty, and often emerge during crises, bringing structure after chaos or closure to unfinished karmic loops. If Rahu is in the 1st or 9th house, the action style toggles between extremes, highly proactive when a visionary or disruptive idea seizes them, yet reactive when confused or emotionally overwhelmed. In Purvabhadrapada, Rahu magnifies their intensity. They might act unpredictably, driven by cosmic dissatisfaction or urgency to transcend limits. If Rahu is in the 10th, they are seen as radical agents of transformation, initiating change that may unsettle but ultimately awakens. Purvabhadrapada's action signature is a paradox, deeply reactive in its waiting and processing, yet fiercely proactive once truth is known. These natives carry a fire veiled in contemplation, a commitment to meaningful, often dramatic transformation that only activates when their inner code is triggered. When balanced, Purvabhadrapada becomes the contemplative warrior, waiting for the signal, then cutting through illusion with surgical spiritual precision. Purvabhadrapada Nakshatra, frame of reference, internal or external. Some individuals operate from an internal frame of reference, trusting their inner values, intuition, and personal code. Others rely on an external frame of reference, seeking guidance, structure, or validation from outside authority or collective systems. Purvabhadrapada Nakshatra, ruled by Jupiter, truth, wisdom, dharma, and symbolized by the sword or two-faced figure, duality, transformation, inner fire, is strongly internal in its referencing. These natives are guided by deep personal conviction, often moral, philosophical, or spiritual in nature. They feel called to walk a difficult, sometimes lonely path that aligns with what they know to be true within, even when it contradicts social norms or external approval. This internal referencing is rooted in a sense of karmic mission. their lives often revolve around reconciling paradoxes: idealism versus realism, sacrifice versus desire, light versus shadow. External advice may be considered, but only if it passes through their intense inner filter. However, in positions of leadership or mentorship, especially later in life, Purva Bhadrapada may develop a subtle external awareness, not to conform, but to translate inner truth into something the world can receive. Planetary placements in the 4th, 7th, and 10th houses help determine how much influence outer structures exert over their sense of direction. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the frame of reference is fully internal, shaped by philosophical belief, spiritual vision, or deep moral orientation. These individuals follow their inner teacher above all else. In Purva Bhadrapada, Jupiter adds fire to their truth. They don't just believe, they live their convictions. If Jupiter is in the 10th, they are seen as principled leaders or visionaries, those who answer to higher laws beyond societal expectation. If the moon is in the 4th or 7th house, emotional bonds and subconscious memory may create an external leaning. These natives may temporarily seek security or validation through relationships or emotional harmony. Still, their core compass remains internal. In Purva Bhadrapada, moon brings feeling to faith. They check in with themselves emotionally before surrendering to any outside authority. If moon is in the 10th, they are viewed as soulful professionals, those who blend internal depth with public empathy. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the reference toggles between internal insight and external information. These individuals are curious and thoughtful, but filter all learning through personal belief. In Purva Bhadrapada, Mercury gives voice to complexity. They often speak or write from a place of inner realization. If Mercury is in the 10th, they are respected for translating internal truth into systems or language that others can follow. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the frame of reference may begin as external, especially through duty, pressure, or karmic responsibility. Over time, however, these natives build an unshakable inner code forged through hardship. In Purva Bhadrapada, Saturn gives sacred endurance. They follow inner truth, but only after testing it through service. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are seen as deeply trustworthy, those who quietly carry great ethical weight. If Venus is in the 5th or 9th house, the reference remains internal, but guided by beauty, relationship, or devotional values. These natives align their choices with emotional truth and spiritual love. In Purva Bhadrapada, Venus adds grace to fire. They act from within, but soften the delivery. If Venus is in the 10th, they are admired for the integrity of their path, people who live by the heart's wisdom, not the world's rules. Purva Bhadrapada's inner compass is like a flame that doesn't flicker, even in a storm. These natives must listen inward to stay on path, even when that path is isolating, intense, or misunderstood. Their growth lies in trusting that internal alignment while also learning to bridge it gently to the outer world. When balanced, Purva Bhadrapada becomes the sacred example, one who walks in fierce alignment with the soul, lighting the way for others not by conformity, but by inner devotion to truth. Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra, operational style, options versus procedures. Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra, governed by Jupiter, ethics, philosophy, idealism, and infused with themes of duality, transformation, and inner fire, leans toward a procedures-based style, but not conventionally. These natives often need a structured inner framework to handle the intensity of their inner world. They may follow spiritual, moral, or philosophical procedures rather than societal rules. Their operational rhythm is serious, contemplative, and often ritualistic. When balanced, they can follow complex systems with deep commitment, especially when those systems align with their ideals. However, planetary placements, especially in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses, can tilt them toward flexibility or amplify their need for inner order. If Jupiter is in the 3rd house, the operational style is highly reflective and philosophical, but still prefers a structure of thought or inquiry. These individuals seek meaning through systems, be it spiritual teachings, ethical routines, or structured exploration. If Jupiter is in the 10th, their professional approach becomes both visionary and structured. They operate within principle-based frameworks, often becoming respected advisors, guides, or institutional anchors. If the moon is in the fourth house, the operational flow becomes emotionally ritualistic. These individuals rely on emotional rhythm and inner sanctity to determine how and when they work. Structure is not imposed, it's felt. If moon is in the sixth or tenth, they may adopt formal procedures to protect their emotional energy. Their workflow becomes cyclical, responsive to moods, and deeply personal, even when outwardly organized. If Mercury is in the third house, the operational style becomes analytical and systems-minded. These individuals are precise in thought and require logical sequencing to feel grounded. In Purva Bhadrapada, Mercury brings a sharpness that seeks clarity through structure. They might build complex frameworks or communicate within tight philosophical logic. If Mercury is in the 10th, they are admired for their disciplined intellect, able to articulate layered ideas within professional systems. If Saturn is in the 6th house, the procedural tendency intensifies. These natives develop mastery through repetition and karmic discipline. In Purva Bhadrapada, Saturn's presence deepens the internal gravity. They take responsibility seriously, often holding themselves to rigorous internal codes. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are seen as steady, serious professionals, those who uphold structure, carry legacy, and create order through consistent effort. If Rahu is in the 3rd or 6th house, the style may temporarily shift toward options, but in erratic or obsessive ways. These individuals crave unconventional approaches, but may get lost in overanalysis or spiritual overdrive. In Purva Bhadrapada, Rahu pushes the system toward extremes, dissolving boundaries or amplifying rigid routines to dangerous degrees. If Rahu is in the 10th, they're seen as enigmatic operators, those who build strange, powerful systems that challenge norms and evoke both reverence and fear. Purva Bhadrapada's operational core is like a ritual flame, methodical, sacred, and not easily disturbed. They follow systems not for control, but for transformation. When immature, they may cling to outdated structures or resist change out of fear. But when evolved, they become stewards of sacred processes, merging form and meaning with rare depth. Their growth lies in discerning which procedures purify and which constrain, learning to use structure not to suppress their fire, but to contain it with reverence. Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra views general or specific. Some individuals naturally see life through a general view, focusing on broad patterns, universal truths, or symbolic meaning. Others prefer a specific view, attuned to fine details, emotional nuance, and exact observations. Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra, ruled by Jupiter, philosophy, expansion, spiritual frameworks, and associated with themes of duality, transcendence, and inner fire, leans toward a tat general view. These natives often operate with symbolic perception, reading signs, archetypes, or karmic patterns that transcend immediate detail. They are more interested in what something means than what it looks like, and they often speak in abstractions or metaphors. However, under emotional stress or in pursuit of clarity, Purva Bhadrapada can sharpen into a more specific view, especially when unraveling inner conflicts or spiritual paradoxes. Planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 5th, and 10th houses reveal how wider focused their perception becomes. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the view is expansive and symbolic. These individuals interpret events through spiritual philosophy, ethical frameworks, or mystical logic. In Purva Bhadrapada, Jupiter amplifies abstract thinking. They see connections between personal suffering and cosmic order. If Jupiter is in the 10th, their public image often carries a sense of depth and wisdom, seen as visionaries or guides who speak in broad, timeless terms. If Ketu is in the 1st or 5th house, the view becomes ethereal and otherworldly. These individuals perceive through intuition, detachment, or karmic memory. In Purva Bhadrapada, Ketu deepens the general view into symbolic mysticism. They understand things without needing explanation. If Ketu is in the 10th, they may be perceived as cryptic leaders. Those who speak in riddles, channel insight, or carry a spiritual gravitas not easily explained. If the moon is in the 4th or 5th house, the view tilts toward general but with emotional resonance. These individuals track inner tides and psychological patterns more than surface facts. In Purva Bhadrapada, the moon gives visionary mood, an ability to read collective energies, symbolic dreams, or unconscious patterns. If the moon is in the 10th, they're seen as intuitive guides, those who feel their way through complex social or spiritual landscapes with subtle authority. If Mercury is in the third or tenth house, the view sharpens toward the specific. These individuals can translate abstract insight into practical language. In Purva Bhadrapada, Mercury helps anchor their philosophical nature into systems, words, or communication. They serve as interpreters between the mystical and the mundane. If Mercury is in the 10th, they are respected for their ability to organize and articulate deep truths in tangible form. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the perception may shift toward grounded specificity, especially in work or service. These individuals look for karmic structure, responsibility, or tangible outcomes. In Purva Bhadrapada, Saturn tempers abstraction. They focus their insight into disciplined work or structured reflection. If Saturn is in the 10th, their public image is one of gravity and depth, those who blend spiritual insight with real-world accountability. Purva Bhadrapada's view is like a flame within a temple, symbolic, transformative, and hard to grasp directly. They see the hidden design behind pain, the sacred meaning within chaos. Their growth lies in learning when to crystallize their vision into specifics and when to let the mystery breathe. When balanced, Purva Bhadrapada becomes the symbolic philosopher, able to translate soul-level wisdom into guidance that resonates across time, culture, and circumstance. Their gift is insight born from paradox, where the general and the sacred become one. Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra, work preferences, together, proximity, or solo. Some individuals thrive when working together, sharing tasks, brainstorming, and engaging in teamwork. Others prefer proximity, working independently, but near others, open to exchange without needing constant collaboration. And some operate best solo, in full control of their space, pace, and process. Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra, ruled by Jupiter, philosophical drive, ethical focus, and linked to intense inner transformation and visionary idealism, leans strongly toward a solo work preference. These natives often carry a profound inner world that requires space to unfold. They work best when they can control the tempo, tune into inner guidance, and retreat into focused contemplation. However, when in service of a mission or higher truth, they may shift into proximity, especially in spiritual, humanitarian, or advisory roles. Planetary placements in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses help refine their work dynamic. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 6th house, the preference is solo. These individuals require autonomy to align their actions with their internal moral or philosophical compass. In Purva Bhadrapada, Jupiter deepens the solitude into spiritual purpose. They prefer environments where they can think, write, or plan without interference. If Jupiter is in the 10th, this inner focus becomes professional. They are seen as wise, independent thinkers, or spiritual specialists who need space to operate in alignment with higher principles. If the moon is in the 4th or 7th house, the work preference is emotionally driven. In the 4th, they lean strongly solo, requiring emotional safety and solitude to access their deeper clarity. In Purva Bhadrapada, moon here adds emotional complexity. They need distance to process their intuitive insights. If moon is in the 7th, they may prefer proximity, engaging with others in sensitive, attuned ways, especially in counseling or healing roles, though they still require emotional boundaries to function well. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the preference shifts toward proximity, particularly in intellectually engaging or communication-based environments. These natives enjoy idea exchange, especially when it serves a higher purpose. In Purva Bhadrapada, Mercury adds clarity to their inner vision. They may work best near others when discussion helps refine their thoughts. If in the 10th, they function well as educators, advisors, or strategists, operating independently but drawing strength from selective collaboration. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the preference leans towards structured solo. These individuals require defined boundaries and predictable systems. In Purva Bhadrapada, Saturn brings sacred discipline. They prefer to work alone in controlled, purpose-driven environments. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are seen as dependable leaders who quietly shoulder responsibility, often carrying spiritual or ethical burdens alone with great endurance. If Rahu is in the 3rd or 10th house, the preference may begin as together. seeking validation, impact, or stimulation through group interaction. Over time, however, Purva-Bhadrapada refines this urge into visionary solitude. These natives may appear as group players early on, but evolve into solo catalysts or spiritual disruptors, those who lead through inner fire and unseen dedication. If Rahu is in the 10th, they may rise publicly through intense, independent work, often forging new paradigms in isolation. Purva-Bhadrapada's ideal work environment is one that honors their need for depth, autonomy, and alignment with a larger truth. They are not built for noise, micromanagement, or performative teamwork. While they can engage in shared missions, they require the space to retreat and listen inward. Their evolution lies in knowing when to invite resonance and when to protect their sacred solitude. When balanced, Purva-Bhadrapada becomes the solitary visionary, turning inner fire into purposeful action, whether in silence or among those who honor their deeper rhythm.